Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. But nowadays, you need a little bit more to get your blood flowing. And, you know, coffee is good and all that other stuff. I only need one cup of coffee a day to get jump started, but we're underway. It's a Wednesday morning. A lot of people fleeing now. But the big story, Robin, and Dan back in the studio, and everybody out there listening here on 1210 WPHT and Kale and Company, is it used to be that today was the big getaway day, or actually Tuesday. But Wednesday driving, I remember when we were working in L.A., mm-hmm. Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, was the craziest day of the year.
Yeah.
And now you're looking at it, it's like Monday. People actually have taken the whole week off. Right, Dan? I mean, it used to be like, okay, we'll work Monday and Tuesday, and then we won't work Wednesday.
It's
and then
ghost
the rest
town
of
around here, Tony. There's nobody in the studio here.
No, nobody's working.
Yeah.
And people are taking this whole week off, and that's what happens. Because it used to be, you know, this was the busiest travel day of the mm-hmm. year. And then people aren't waiting till Wednesday. Now there's, you know, there's bad weather up in the Northeast. Now, you guys aren't getting snow up there, are you?
Not yet, but I think there might be some in the forecast. I'm really hoping there's not, though. I got to look into that. I'll let you know in a second, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to need the traffic and weather together on the twos here because, as I mentioned, it got chilly here earlier in the week in Florida.
And
it was down
chilly
in the 50s.
Yeah,
I mean, it was like 52 degrees the other
night
day.
At night.
Yeah, at night. Yeah.
Not during the day. Yeah, our chili, we might need a sweater, is like 75.
Well, we didn't have to turn the heat. We didn't have to turn the heat on. We just actually turned the air conditioning off for the first time since like April. I'm not kidding you. The air conditioner was off. The windows and doors were open on the patio. And, you know, the humidity is low. And so this is the most wonderful time of the year down here in Southwest Florida, which is why we live here. But we've got all kinds of great stuff today. And, you know, one of the things about doing a morning show, hey, you got to get up early and you got to super prep for this. And Dan and the gang over there, our buddy Phil Almquist, everybody back in the studios at 1210 WPHT, you know, we don't just plop out of bed and roll in here and do this. So we were preparing yesterday. We had to run out and do some shopping. And as we're coming back from Sam's Club, spending $211, and that's not even for the Thanksgiving stuff. We bought Thanksgiving stuff last week. And then we see the story about, you know, $50, $58 to have a Thanksgiving for 10 people. And everybody who saw those stats said the same thing. You can't even go get a couple of burgers and fries and shakes for two people for $58 anymore.
Well, I actually, so I knew as soon as I read that it was complete BS.
Everybody did.
But I went and I said, okay, they're trying to say that if you by the bare minimum.
What's the bare minimum?
Well, that's what my question was. Bare minimum.
Not the bare necessities, because they got rid of that ride at Disney, right? Wasn't that the bear singing and the ride where they got rid of the bare necessities?
Yes.
Ooh, pretty good. Right?
No,
good job.
Yes. But that wasn't the bare necessities. No. That's Jungle Book. Although they have some of the same type of characters.
It was the log flume ride, right?
Yes, but the...
And they changed the whole thing over,
correct,
because that was racist.
Brer Rabbit,
that's
Brer
right.
Fox. It wasn't the same thing.
All right, enough about that.
But
so we'll get to the turkey thing, but
okay.
I want to start off with what a lot of people don't want to talk about. 22 days. There it is. There's the Bears and Sexies. Love that song. I saw the adult version of that on Skinamax one night, the Bear Necessities. And it had nothing to do with bears, although there were a couple of hairy guys in it. But enough about that right now. Here we are 22 days now, folks. The election was 22 days ago, based on my math. November 5th. It is November 27th. So yesterday would have been 3 weeks since the election. And there are people out there still going crazy and still, and most people don't talk about it anymore. I don't want to talk about it today. I don't want to talk about it at Thanksgiving dinner. And you know who wants to talk about it, even though we don't want to talk about it anymore? Let me give you one guess. Yes, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, just as everybody was ready to move on and go on with their Thanksgiving and inviting people. Because let's be honest, Thanksgiving is probably the only holiday of the year where there's no religion involved. You know, it's not. It's just a day to give thanks, right? And you gather around the table, and then you have your family and friends over. But this year, of course, there's a lot of people who don't want to talk to their families and friends, and that's just stupid. I mean, if you're that weak and you're upset because people voted for Donald Trump and your candidate lost, and then therefore anybody who voted for Trump in your family is now the enemy, then you need to have your head examined or up your meds or whatever you need to do to realize that you have nothing to do with it. I have nothing to do with it. Your family, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, whomever, they really can't change the results of the election. People voted and they made a decision and then you move on. But you know who can't move on? Not just the crazy people who post TikToks and telling everybody what they're going to do and how they're going to stay away from their families and they're never going to talk to their families again. And oh, by the way, I know some people like that. And you know who you are, too. But I'm not going to go there today. I didn't want to talk about it. But then yesterday, all of a sudden on the Tuesday, which was 3 weeks away from Election Day, where, oh, by the way, they're still counting ballots in California. They're still counting ballots in California. Luckily, in Pennsylvania and in Bucks County, our governor, Josh Shapiro, and all of these other criminals up there in Bucks County tried to get away with keeping Bob Casey in office. And finally, after they got called out and embarrassed and humiliated, not only locally, but nationally, and Josh Shapiro has been completely exposed as just another slimy dirtbag in bed with corrupt politicians. So if he thinks he's going to be the president of the United States in 2028, people remind him of what just happened in Pennsylvania during this election and how Bob Casey waited until the very end, until they were embarrassed. And those thugs up there in Bucks County, that woman and the other dude who were out trying to ignore Supreme Court decisions. You know that. That story's already been determined.
Yeah, and we're actually going to have somebody on the show later.
Yes, to talk about just how close the Bucks County election, when all the votes were counted, just how close that election was. And we'll talk to a guy who had something to do with that. And, of course, Scott Pressler, friend of the show, who we've known for a long, long time, did a lot of great work in Pennsylvania to stop the machine that is the Pennsylvania Democratic machine, which is the most powerful machine, right up next to the machine himself, of course, Bert Kreischer. He was the original machine, if you're keeping score at home. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I don't know if anybody else does.
I studied that reference today, Tony. I like that.
That's a good machine. Well, Bert Kreischer is a good friend of the show. But anyway, so yesterday, everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving. You know, maybe you jumped in your car and back up traffic everywhere. You went out, do some shopping if you're at home, and we're not going anywhere this Thanksgiving. We did our shopping. We went out and got some accoutrement and still spent $211 yesterday. We already had the turkey and all the fixings.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. Who made the election come back and had us relive the whole thing all over again? Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, who disappeared after the election, went to Hawaii with her husband, and then finally reappears yesterday, Tuesday, reappears, and somehow the Democratic Party allowed her to post a video that is now one of the most embarrassing videos ever seen. I'm surprised they didn't delete it right away, but it's so far out there now, and there's so many great memes of her. The one I like is watching a Chicago Bears game at the beginning of the game and then watching the Bears at the end of the game. So it's the happy, shiny Kamala Harris, and then it's the one depicting her actual face, not the doctored ones. There's a lot of doctored Kamala Harris.
There's a lot of doctored ones.
You don't even need a doctored one. If you haven't heard this, this was Kamala Harris who sat down back in Washington, had Tim Walz on a phone call. This thing went like 19 minutes, I think, the whole thing. But it's been cut down just for the bare necessities. And if you haven't seen this, and you're wondering why. You're wondering why people still can't get over the election. It's because Kamala Harris, the worst sore loser ever, had to go on camera and post this. And then the Democratic Party posted this proudly that she could boast about. Don't worry, folks. You're going to be okay. Well, she didn't say you're going to be okay because she's not okay. Let's go to the tape because this is embarrassing.
Did you ever let anybody take your power from you? You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did.
Is that the whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Oh.
Well, that's the shortened version. And somebody put a bottle of... a bottle of Hennessy in her hands. That's one of the doctored ones. The actual real one. And if you look at her face, I mean, does she look like a woman that's refreshed after 3 weeks away in Hawaii? Listen, if I go to Hawaii, you know, after working hard for a couple of months and I take a couple of weeks off and I go out to the big island of Kamanawalea, one of my favorite places out there, and then I come back, I'm going to look refreshed. I'm going to look like, hey, you know, I went through this long campaign. And we know the voters voted. And then to sit there, and this thing goes on and on. Then she brought on her other loser, the guy in Minnesota, whose name no one will even know a year from now. Do you realize that?
I know.
Will anybody remember Tim Walz a year from now?
I do political radio today. I got to say, I saw his face on the news the other day. I was like, wait, what's that guy's name again?
Yeah, Tim Walz.
I forget.
And so she comes on. Do we have another longer version of that cut?
I hate to say we do not. Let me see if I can pull the audio.
So it's not just Kamala Harris. So Kamala posted this video yesterday. In fact, I'm reading from a lot of so-called insiders that the party did not want her to put that video out.
Really?
But she disobeyed them again, just like she did during the campaign. She said, no, I got to do this. And then she sits down and does this long video, the bulk of which is like, hey, I know we lost, but guess what? You got to keep fighting.
Yeah.
And then you say, fighting for what? You lost. You spent $1 billion. You wasted $1 billion. And now you're telling people that you're ready to come back in 2028 and you want more of their money? Listen, you can do whatever you want. If you think she should come back in 2028 and try again, go right ahead and endorse her.
I don't know.
But the fact that these people still think that somehow this election was close and that she really could have, would have, should have won this thing. If you still think that, you need to go to a doctor. Not today. Don't call your doctor today. Your doctor needs Thanksgiving with the family also. So put
there
that stuff away.
There was a great cut that I've seen. I don't think we have it on the cut sheet. But
we will have the cut sheet. There'll be a lot of good stuff coming up later on.
The guy who owns...
that's the lawyer dude.
The lawyer.
That's... I'm not lying. No, that's the divorce guy.
That's the divorce guy.
It's Morgan and Morgan.
Morgan and Morgan. Yeah, the guy from Morgan and Morgan.
And he was a big Democratic donor, right? He gave millions and millions of dollars to the Democrats. Morgan and Morgan, they tried to get the marijuana thing done down here in Florida, you know, because he has offices down here. And I think he lives down here. And so the Morgan guy went on yesterday and said, you know, I can't believe they're still out there asking for money after they blew $1 billion.
$1.5 billion.
Well, what's a half a billion?
By the time all was said and done, she went through $1.5 billion and still owes the city of Philadelphia employees $20 million.
All right, I want to play one more cut here.
But he said, so this guy from Morgan & Morgan
said, it's the main guy, John Morgan.
The main guy, he said, anybody, she should not show her face again. Nobody, the fact that she now says that she wants to continue, nobody can trust her with your money. Who in their right mind would give her more money after she completely squandered it? Which is
don't
true.
Ask me. I wouldn't give her a dime. I don't give any politicians any money. But anyway, so not only did Kamala Harris go out there and make that statement yesterday, then they have this Pod Save America group. And they're all basically former Obama shills. And the Pod Save America gang sat down and did a podcast where every single person in that room has been wrong about everything. They haven't been right since Barack Obama won his second term in 2012. That's how wrong these people are. Yet they have the audacity to have a podcast called Pod Save America. Really? What did you save, you clowns? And part of those clowns are a couple of chicks. And I don't want to just call out the chicks in this campaign, but they were prominently featured. And in one of the cuts, which is this is cut C16, Jen O'Malley Dillon and the other chick, Stephanie Cutter, the two women in charge of running this whole debacle for the Democratic Party, coming up with every excuse in the book that you haven't already heard for why she lost. Let's play this cut. This is cut CS16, Jen O'Malley talking about why, just another reason why Kamala Harris came so close to winning the White House.
We would do an interview, and to Stephanie's point, the questions were small and processy and about like
dumb.
They were not informing a voter who was trying to listen to learn more or to understand. And I'm not here to say that you know the whole system was focused on us incorrectly. I'm just saying, like, again, of the things we need to explore as we move forward as a campaign and as a country, that does a disservice to voters. And, you know, I think back and think we should have signaled more of our strategy early on about podcasts and who we were trying to reach. And but we had a limited amount of time to reach the people we're trying to reach, and we were trying to go to them.
Can you believe that? Can you believe? And Matt, by the way, the DNC just fired all. They didn't fire those people because they're shills. They've been in the White House again since Barack Obama, back when he first started to run when he was a senator in Chicago. So these people have been political hacks for decades, not just the last 6 months. Or, you know, the 3 months that Kamala Harris had to run after they dumped Joe Biden. So that's the thing that's really laughable. Here they are sitting down. All the results are in, except some seats in California where somehow California. Meanwhile, Argentina and third world countries can count votes in one day. But California still can't finish counting votes 22 days after the election's over. And people want Gavin Newsom to run for president in a couple of years. So anyway, we want to thank everybody joining us on the live stream on YouTube and, of course, on X and everywhere else you're listening. We're having fun, and we'll have a lot of things to get to today, too. We will break down just exactly how much it's going to cost you. And you already know if you didn't go out shopping yet and don't have your turkey and all the trimmings, then you really don't care, right? If by now, the day before, and people run out on the last day. Right. People run out on the last day. The stores will be crazy. The stores were crazy yesterday, but it's absolutely ridiculous. But we'll have some good stuff today. We'll have an update on the sports. The Eagles at Baltimore Sunday afternoon. Obviously, the Philadelphia Eagles are the story in the NFL right now, not just in Philadelphia, but the whole world's talking about it. The power rankings just came out about best defenses. The Eagles right now have been ranked the best defense in the NFL of the top five defenses. So they're making Philadelphia proud. The 76ers, meanwhile, are the biggest joke in the NBA. They're playing tonight, and they're hosting the Houston Rockets, the 13-6 Houston Rockets, and the Sixers are 3-13, and they still have guys who have yet to play together. And I think the Sixers arena thing, they're trying to push the Sixers arena thing through in city council. If the city approves the arena, what will this team look like by the time they build that thing in Center City? They'll have to start this process all over again. Because sad to say, the 76ers, even though they have a couple of nice young players right now, does anybody think this team is anywhere near close to competing, not just to make the playoffs, but to win an NBA championship for the first time since 1983? Absolutely not. The Sixers now are farther away from a championship than the Philadelphia Flyers, who haven't won since 1975. So when you look at that stuff and you look at the sports scene in Philadelphia, thank God for the Eagles and even for the Flyers, 9-10-3 with a bunch of young players. So anyway, we'll talk more about that later. We got the Thanksgiving games coming up. We've got the Good Friday, the Black Friday games in the afternoon. So there'll be plenty of football.
Some people might call it a Good Friday. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't call it a Good Friday. No.
Crazy Friday.
And one thing I will not do, I will not go out on Black Friday.
No.
We're going to take our first break.
We're going to be back here in the morning on Friday.
That's right. We'll be back here again on Friday morning to get you ready. Do people still do that? We'll ask these questions. We got a lot of questions today on the show, and you'll have all the answers for us.
For those of you who are in your car, just a reminder, this hour is brought to you by Piazza Auto Group.
And you can read the rest of the, it's not just Piazza, read the rest of the, the thing, Robin.
Okay, well,
you said, can I read the sponsors? I said, yeah. It's not just Piazza Auto Group, Robin, because right now what's going on?
Well, we can uncover true luxury this holiday season in a Range Rover Discovery or Defender SUV. Find the model that's perfect for you with the latest special offers. Visit Land Rover Westchester, Willow Grove, or Wilmington for a personalized test drive.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The phone number is 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. You can catch us on the YouTube, on the Odyssey app, on X. We're having a good time. It's a Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, the busiest day. It's actually the biggest bar night of the year. More people will go out and get absolutely blasted. It's the biggest drinking day of the year, Robin.
I've heard it. Many people have told me.
You've been out on it with us. We've done remotes on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
I've never thought of this as a big
thing. It is. It's when everybody goes out and gets drunk. And then the next day, they stumble out of bed and put the turkey on. Our good friend Luigi Curto, he's been out there drunk on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. He's going to pop in the show a little later on. But we got to get this party started.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Wait a minute. It must be nice to have coffee servants.
Yes.
Riff-raff on the X feed. Now, Luigi woke up. He's not a servant. He's just a houseboy.
Oh, man. I was wondering if someone's asking about something there.
Luigi just says, I have to find my choose.
Choose.
For anybody that doesn't know, that's from La Cage aux Folles.
Is that from? Yeah.
The Birdcage.
Hello, Robin. I know what La Cage aux Folles is.
I know, but he's walking around barefoot right now, so that makes sense.
He's not pregnant, though, at least.
No.
Yes, I don't have coffee servants. I made my own coffee at 4:05 this morning. People are asking about how's the house looking so far. We're going to have a bad news update. I don't like to have bad news information on a day before Thanksgiving. It's a thankful time of the year. We will have a what's going on with the Florida house construction update later on the show exclusively. You won't hear this anywhere else. John Morgan from Morgan & Morgan will come in and try to help me get through this legal mess that we have. But no, I don't have coffee servants. I don't have people waiting on me.
Yes, you do.
who do I have as a servant, Robin? Who waits on me? I don't ask anybody to do anything. I just ask people to do their job.
This is what Tony does. He's sitting working during the day, and then he goes, I'm hungry.
Uh-huh. And then I get up and make myself something.
I don't ask people to do anything. And then a half hour later, you're like, I'm really hungry now.
What's your go-to, Tony? If you're making yourself your own food, what are you making?
I make a little grilled cheese sandwich. That's the easiest thing to make.
That's the only thing we
you get a couple
make.
Pieces of bread. We always have cheese. You got to have Campbell's extra cheese.
Soup, you know?
No, it doesn't get that cold here. Now, maybe one night when it gets down into the 50s again. Yeah.
Although, to be fair,
I made lentil soup a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Tony made lentil soup the other day.
From scratch?
Come on, man. What do you think I am? You think I buy Progresso? Although the Progresso lentil soup in the old can days when you used to get like $1 a can, remember? Now they're like $3 a can, but they're still good.
I think the can sale has gone the way of the $1 store. It's no longer 99.
No, they still have the can. In fact, I saw somebody sent me
99 cents anymore.
Somebody sent me a ShopRite ad that they had Keller's butter, buy one get one free, or like $2 a piece.
No.
Yeah, and that's what they do.
The one bar or the box?
No, the 1 pound box, the Keller's butter, and they do that. You know why? Because they want people to see, hey, come into ShopRite. You know, and you want to get butter, but when you go in for butter, you know you're going to spend $150 anyway, right? Nobody goes in because there's a coupon that says butter's on sale. You know what I'm saying?
Well, can I just really quick then?
Yes.
Let me. I went on to both Publix and Winn-Dixie down here.
Which are the two supermarket chains down here.
ShopRite and what's one of the other stores up there? But I went and I looked.
Acme.
ShopRite and Acme. Pretty much the same down here.
Giant.
So the narrative is that.
Not narrative. It's some sort of a.
Frank Luntz came out.
Well, Frank Luntz was reporting it. It wasn't Frank. Frank Luntz is a pollster who's never right.
Right.
Frank Luntz, the guy with the worst hairpiece, maybe on television or in history.
So he said that a turkey dinner for 10 people, 10 people.
It wasn't him reporting it. He was reporting on some government agency that said that's the case.
But
okay.
It could be purchased for $58, which everybody in their right mind has said that is freaking impossible. So it's I wanted to see it. Now they're saying that, yes, there are these package deals. Now,
Package deal?
I don't know. I have not seen a package deal where you can buy everything. So let's just go over this. The bare minimum things for Thanksgiving dinner.
Turkey.
Turkey?
Now, let's be honest. Now, some places, because what supermarkets do is, for example, we went into Winn-Dixie last week, and they had fresh turkeys, not frozen. Mm-hmm. There were more. They were like a dollar something a pound.
Right.
And, you know, and that's what they want to do, get people in. And they know when people go in to buy
a
turkey.
Let me go over the prices in a
minute. But let me just report. Okay. So they had two different. They had a frozen turkey for 49 cents a pound if you spent $20. You're going to spend $20 just walking in the door at any supermarket.
If you go to Butterball or any of the brand names,
but this was a Jenny O.
But if you go for the generic turkey,
which are the same turkeys,
usually,
by the way,
they're usually on sale, and you can get them for like 50 cents.
Yeah, $1 a pound for a Butterball frozen, and 49 cents a pound for the Jenny O, which is the store brand. And again, you know, that's still pretty good.
Well, let's go over the menu, what people would consider the absolute bare minimum that you would have on a Thanksgiving table. Turkey, obviously.
You got to have a turkey.
Right? Mashed potatoes.
Now, if you have 10 people, and this is based on 10 people, allegedly, right?
Right.
How can you feed 10 people for $58? What, are you going to put ramen out?
Let me go through this. So,
lunch meat.
Turkey. Stuffing.
Right. Stovetop or the real Pepperidge Farm. Well, you know, you put the own.
We're
put
going
your
to cheapest. It's got to be stovetop.
I'm going to cheapest, so I'm going generic.
But stovetop necessarily is not the cheapest.
I know, but I'm saying that to be able to try to do the cheapest as possible.
Okay.
I went through everything. But let's go over the menu that we consider the bare minimum.
The bare necessities again. Don't play that again. No.
So turkey.
Even though I love that song, Dan, do not play bare necessities again.
Turkey stuffing and gravy. Now, I went with mashed potatoes and no sweet potatoes because you can't have both if we're talking minimum. Like, what would you minimally decide that
you
have to have?
Are you doing boxed mashed potatoes, like the potato flakes that you add water
to?
No.
Or are you
doing, like, actual potatoes?
That would be more expensive.
Oh, okay.
If you for 10 people, regular potatoes were cheaper. Then we have green bean casserole. So you have one. That's the only vegetable. You have to have rolls. Like, you can't do without rolls.
Well, yesterday we were in Sam's and they had the Hawaiian, what are they called? Those are really good.
The Hawaiian rolls. Yeah, those are really good. Pumpkin pie. Okay. And then whipped cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much everything. Now, to make some of these things, you need butter and milk.
Right.
You need salt, pepper, and some spices and flour. And you need a pan, a roasting pan. And I even put a bag in there, but that's not absolutely necessary.
No.
But that's like
And those
two
bags
bucks,
are expensive.
Right? Okay. So I went online for per person a turkey. They say that you should have a pound and a half.
Per person?
A pound and a half of the weight of a full turkey per person. So that's about a 20-pound turkey for 10 people. Then.
Right.
We could find it for $10. A 20-pound turkey.
We got a 20-pound frozen turkey, which is thawing out. We bought it frozen, but we have it in the fridge, and it's been sitting there, so
it'll
be fine.
You can get it for 50 cents a pound.
Right.
A 20-pound turkey, that's $10. 5 pounds of mashed potatoes, or 5 pounds of potatoes, $8. Stuffing, 2 boxes for 10 people. I was able to find it $6. Gravy and flour, you're about $2 right there. Green bean casserole, you need 2 cans of green beans and a can of cream of mushroom soup and onions.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I figured, that's like $8 right there. Rolls for enough for 10 people, $10.
What kind of rolls now?
I looked at the
King's Hawaiian. There's a sale on them now, so you can get it like
right.
Two,
but you can
packs.
Get the generic crescent rolls. You need like at least 2 or 3 of those. That's about $10. Because you can usually at this time of year, you can get like 4 for a certain amount or 3 for a certain amount. You need at least 2 pumpkin pies. And I found the cheapest ones pre-made.
Wait,
$8.90.
You need 2 pumpkin pies for 10 people?
10 people. They're going to be small slices, but at least everybody can have one.
Okay.
So that's $18 total.
No, we saw pumpkin pies at Sam's for like $5.99 a piece. Beautiful big pumpkin pies.
No, these were the small ones. Those are small for $5.99.
No, those were nice ones for $5.99.
Okay, well then I'll take some. I'll put that back down to $12 then. Whipped cream, you need at least two canisters, so that's $8. Then you need like the butter and milk is $9. Spices and salt and pepper and everything.
That's where do
like
you 15. Get butter and milk for $9?
Well, no, that's like butter and milk. For like a big thing of milk is now like $5. And then a pan and bag. So I came at it all together.
What's the actual retail price, Robin?
$94.99.
$94.90. Why don't you just make it an even 100?
But I'm just saying, that is the bare minimum for those ingredients.
Exactly.
Where the hell are they getting $58.99?
Exactly. You can't even, it's just, and by the way, people are ripping me on the 1210 chat, on the YouTube chat. Joanne was the first person that ripped me.
Now, Jake.
Joan Doherty said, Tony, let Miss Robin talk. And then Roger Kings, I agree with Joan. Tony, quit playing Laura Ingram and stop interrupting your guest. Miss Robin is the most annoying thing. Oh, it's the most annoying thing on Fox when Laura Ingram interrupts her guest every time. I yell, shut up. I do the same thing. I'm not interrupting Robin because I got to keep this moving.
So anyway, JK13 says, holy cripe, our butterball, our 20-pound butterball was $53.
And it depends on where you go. Like right now, for example, at Aldi, butterball's $1.09 a pound. Some people are paying, you know, $53 for a 20. It depends where you get it.
91 Sixer says, how much is a bathtub full of greens?
You know, I'm surprised that Kamala Harris did not address that in her speech yesterday, talking about how you don't quit now. Just because, you know, you lost the election, it doesn't mean that you have to quit. Then what do you have to do?
I have never washed any kind of food item in a bathtub.
Hey, Marlon, so I know how to make a mean pot of greens. In fact, people used to ask me to make greens for them for Christmas. One year, I had so many that I had to wash that we ended up washing them in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Never. And I've made some.
I've never washed my feet in a bathtub, let alone greens.
Well, that explains a lot.
Chris Raff, 3232 on X, is saying, it's not everywhere where you get La Cage au Faux Talk combined with butter prices.
And I found out who that is. The riffraff guy is my buddy Grego from down there in Dallas, morning sports guy for decades. And now that the Cowboys are pretty much shot, he's resorted to listening to me filling in for Nick Cale on 1210 WPHD.
This is prep for your show.
Yeah, by the way, how much are fake turkeys? Remember when people would get the tofu, the tofurkeys?
Remember? I have not seen one of those in
I haven't either. Are people still eating fake turkeys?
I hope
you know, the
not.
Ones that aren't meat, the vegans, do they eat the tofurkey? Is that what they were called?
Yeah, I think so.
It was tofu made into the shape of a turkey.
Like they pressed it into the shape of a turkey. Ugh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're coming back. We got more stuff, lots of funny stuff to play. We'll have a couple of great songs to play today. It's not a music show, but we'll have some great, great memes. Thank God for the meme makers out there on X. It's the number one reason why I'm on there. You can follow me at Tony Bruno Show on X, at Miss Robin Austin on X. And later on, Robin will be on X later on when we start drinking and getting ready for the biggest party night of the year, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving on 1210 WPHD, Kale and Company.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
All the good stuff wrapped up into one. Lots of turkey tips and updates from people all over the stream.
Yes. So JK13 says the Biden admin expects you to steal most of the ingredients for Thanksgiving. That's good.
Maybe they're waiting on the free turkey. You know, those coupons.
Yeah, the free turkey. Except now, like it used to be, what, $200?
If you spent $200, you'd get a free turkey. Now it's $400.
Now it's $400 right. Before you get a free turkey. Yeah. And then Nourish to Flourish. Guaranteed, I am the sole vegan kale listener and tofurkey is processed diarrhea-causing junk.
I agree.
Ugh. She also says that check out her cookbook, the Nourish to Flourish cookbook on Amazon. There's 700 recipes, but no tofurkey.
That whole make-believe meat thing has disappeared. Remember, it was the biggest thing. Oh, you got to buy the stocks. All of a sudden, it's garbage.
Well, they actually showed anybody that looks at the ingredients shows that it's actually not good for you. Yeah, it might be fake meat, and it might taste better than tofu, but it's not good for you.
Well, tofu has no taste. Right, it's sort of like pumpkin spice. You know, without pumpkin spice, pumpkin doesn't have flavor. You know, when you get a pumpkin, you cut it up, there's no flavor. You have to add pumpkin spice, whether it's your latte, whatever it is.
Tofu just takes on the flavor of whatever you're cooking it with. It's just sort of like, Jell-O.
Tofu is something that absorbs any kind of flavor you put into it.
It's 2024's Jell-O. It's like 1950 all over again. We're just doing it.
And then the Land of Pod is thinking that Greg might be Stalker might be freaking out with all this talk of I'm actually not going to read that one because it was a bad word.
Nourish to Flourish is a dude, though, Robin. So appreciate the plug. You just assumed it was a woman.
I did. Well, I did.
See, Robin, that's very sexist of
you. That is very sexist of me. I assumed
because she wrote a cookbook that it's a woman.
All right,
because
come on. No. Let me ask you guys, because anytime you hear vegan, the first thought is woman, isn't it?
No, well, I think of people who are not going to be spending time with their families this Thanksgiving because Trump won the election.
I think
that's what I think.
There probably are more women vegans than men. However, my brother is a vegan, so I don't think that way anymore. He's been a vegan forever. There are some people that are vegans from infancy on, and my brother was one. Like if you gave him a plate. When he was a little toddler, when you gave him a plate, he would not eat any of the meat and just eat all the fruits and vegetables around it.
That's why he's not invited to this household.
He never really liked meat.
I'll put my hand to my heart, Miss Robin. I have never met a vegan that has not become vegan, a male for a female.
Interesting.
To impress a female. It's always, I got to impress a girl. She's vegan, so I'm going to join her lifestyle. It's never, I want to drop meat.
No. JJK on the chat, on the Facebook chat, on the YouTube chat says, I think of white dudes for Harris when I think of tofu, right? White dudes for Harris?
Yes.
Are they still around?
I mean, I know that tofu is eaten all over the world, especially in Asia. It's like a staple. But it is just, I cannot get over the texture. There should not be meat flavored Jell-O or anything because it
there's not even meat flavored meat anymore.
Oh, it's so nasty.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's get it back to, we're going to take another break. Coming back in the 7 o'clock hour, more good stuff. The cut sheet, and let's be honest, the cut sheet, without any doubt, is the greatest portion of this program. Because you get to hear all the stuff. Some of you may have already heard it, but most people don't pay attention to politics and stuff like that this time of the year. They just want to make sure, you know, they're going to go to grandma's house. Grandma's not going to throw them out. Your family's not going to yell at you on Thanksgiving Day. None of that will happen in this household, Robin.
No.
We will be happy and thankful. Thankful to be alive, to be healthy, and to be part of 1210 WPHC. But coming up, we'll have more good stuff. We'll have updates on sports, politics, and the movie Wicked. Everybody loves this. Robin loved the play, right? But Wicked, every time I see a promo of the two chicks who are the leads of this movie, it makes me less likely to watch this movie, even if I was gagged, bound, and held at gunpoint. I would not watch this movie.
They're way too, and I say this in a negative way, way too...
As opposed to, and it's not your style to be critical like me, Robin.
But they're just too precious.
Oh my God.
The affectation of how they talk is so annoying. And I love the musical. I read the books. I watched the musical's fantastic.
Not me. I will not watch that movie. Ugh. As I said,
wait, Wizard
if you
of Oz?
Bound and gag me.
No.
Even the musical.
Wicked.
It's the Wizard of Oz. It's already been a musical.
that, yeah, it doesn't look appealing at all, does it? And it's the only time I've ever seen, you know how they always do these movie PR, you know, tours?
Yeah, have you
and
seen
they never
actresses?
Helped the movie, but they only heard it, and this is a terrible disservice to the film, I would think.
Yeah, Ariana Grande looks like she's in Dallas Buyers Club. Exactly. And the other chick, she was great in that dark movie. What was the one we loved? At the hotel? The Royale? The
Something Night at the Hotel Royale.
Bad Things at the Royale.
Bad Night? No.
Yeah, my first
Bad Times
musical
at the
was,
Royale.
That's
bad
right.
Times,
it was a great movie. And she was in it. The black woman in there. Great actress.
Yeah,
she stole the show.
Her voice is amazing.
She's a great singer. But now, they're like... anyway, we'll talk about it later on. I'm not going to watch Stinkin' Wicked. Really? I did watch A Diddler on the Roof, though. That was one of my favorite musicals. We're coming back. It's Tony Bruno, Miss Robin in for Nick Cale and the whole gang on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Cale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.